From the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center, I'm Randy Bell. Here's what you need to know for Thursday. A Goodman man was among three people killed in traffic accidents in Mississippi during the Memorial Day holiday. The Highway Patrol says 44-year-old John Jones was driving a pickup that ran off Highway 14 in Holmes County and overturned Tuesday morning. The accident remains under investigation. Tornado survivors in Mississippi who are still putting their lives back together are being reminded now there can't be any duplication of benefits. If someone who received federal disaster assistance also gets an insurance settlement to cover the same expenses, FEMA says it has to be reimbursed. Random audits are being done to verify compliance. Those who receive FEMA assistance are being advised to keep receipts of how the money was spent and to hold on to those receipts for 3 years. The Mississippi Lottery is on pace to match or exceed last year's $121 million in state revenue.
Right now through April, we've returned $103.9 million to the state.
Mississippi Lottery Corporation President Jeff Hewitt says the first $80 million was set aside for roads and bridges, and the rest has been going to the Education Enhancement Fund.
That's pretty good. It's really close to being on track to where we were last year.
Since January, the lottery has averaged $10.6 million in revenue each month.
I think the industry, before Mississippi started this lottery, I don't think anybody thought that we would do the kind of numbers that we're doing. So we're really pleased to do that. And of course, the challenge for us is to keep that going.
The apps on your phone, do you know where they come from? Probably not, but if Senator Roger Wicker gets his way, you will, because the online app stores would be required to display the country where the apps are developed and where the owners live. He's joining with fellow Republican senators from Oklahoma and South Carolina to introduce the legislation called the Know Your App Act. Wicker says our adversaries can use popular apps to gather data on Americans, and he says the bill would make people aware of the risks associated with using foreign-controlled apps. As recently as March, four of the five most popular apps in the U.S. were developed in China. Find the latest news and weather online now at BreezyNews.com, Kix96News.com, and Cruiser98News.com from the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center. I'm Randy Bell.